episode 439, Embrace the Butterflies.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you're here. You just bring so much joy into my life. You make me smile. You really do. I hope you can feel the energy because today we're going to talk about embracing the butterflies. What do you get when you get that tingly feeling and you're not sure what to do with it? What does it really mean? It means that you are going somewhere. Yes, you are. And I have to pause for just a moment because I've had the privilege of visiting Brussels, Belgium. And in the wake of this tragic terror, I want each of you to know that we are praying and lifting you all up, your city, your country. Know that we are here for you. If you need something, please reach out. But we are lifting you up. I had the privilege of visiting this amazing city, this great country. The people there are awesome. It was many years ago. My father was stationed over there, and we had the opportunity, my husband and I, and then at that time we only had one child. It was our oldest daughter. And we went over there, and it was so amazing. The countryside is gorgeous. And so not only do I have a connection there personally because I've been there, but of course, because of the situation, know that our hearts and prayers are there with you. And I just needed to take a brief moment because we are family and we have family around the world. And when family hurts, we all hurt together. And so know that we are praying for you. We love you. I am sending you lots of hugs. And if there's anything I can do, please reach out. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. With that, we've got to go into a little bit more of an inspiration. And even in our tragic times, we can have something called butterflies. And I want you to embrace the butterflies. Some of you would think of it as nerves that kind of hit you in your tummy, in the pit of your tummy. And you're like, oh, I don't feel so good. I don't know if I should be doing this. And maybe your first thought is to what? Go visit the medicine cabinet and get an antacid. Because, oh, that'll take it all away. And then you won't have to think about it, right? The butterflies will be gone. Oh, no, no, no. I'm telling you to embrace the butterflies today. Embrace them. You know, a butterfly doesn't start out very pretty, right? You know, it starts from a caterpillar. They're actually kind of quite ugly if you think about it. I see a lot of them on my runs. And I've even stopped to take pictures of them on the road. And I know it sounds strange. I've stopped and even picked them up and put them on the grass so they're not run over. Because there's like, some of them are kind of cute because they're so big and puffy. And I'm like, I don't want them to get squished. And so I move them out of the way and then they go about their journey. And it's just interesting how something that's so kind of plain, somewhat normal, turns into this magnificent creature, the butterfly. And the butterfly itself can't even see the beauty of the wings. And it amazes me. There are points in our lives that we get those butterflies, lots of them. And sometimes they're great butterflies and you're like, oh yes, this is awesome. And other times you're like, I am not liking this feeling. I'm done with this. There's a reason those butterflies are there. It's a sense of energy that's placed within you. It's that inner gut, that inner calling that says, pay attention to what's happening now. Be present in the moment now. There's a reason why you need this energy now. I'm giving this to you. God gives you this. So you want to embrace the butterflies. You want to be able to embrace those butterflies to go and motivate, to inspire not only yourself to greatness, but others to greatness. You don't need an antacid to make them go away. I kind of think about the energy of a baby rattle. And you know, when you shake the rattle and you have all the little beads inside of it, well, those inner beads there, pretend they're the butterflies. And they rattle around, they make noise. They're creating energy as they bounce off the sides of the wall. What if you were to take and captivate that energy and use it and turn it into amazing greatness? Oh my gosh. Think of where you could fly today. Think of how high you could soar today. embrace the butterflies. Those butterflies too, you know, they're also telling you that greatness is around the corner. Don't quit before the miracle happens. Sometimes we want to be really quick to run to that medicine cabinet and grab the antacid because we're just like, oh man, I've been feeling this way for a couple days and I'm not liking it. Maybe it was what I ate for dinner 2.5 days ago. I don't know, but I'm not feeling it. And you tend to hold back, don't. Don't quit before the miracle happens. This may be the energy that you need to what? Maybe to finish an adventure you're on. Maybe to start an adventure that's before you. To take a risk. Maybe it's for supporting those in need. Maybe it's for caring for your family. Maybe you're a little run down and all of a sudden there's this spark of hope. And it's within you and you're like, I can do this. Embrace the butterflies. I also want you to think about this. Look for something positive in each day, even if some days you have to look a little harder. Yeah, those days that we have tragedies, those days where there's sadness or heartache, there is still something positive there, but sometimes we have to look a little bit harder. Embrace the butterflies. It's nervous energy that when taken right from the inside and you release it out, oh my gosh, talk about spreading your wings and flying. Oh, beauty. That's ultimately what's being created within you. It's a sense of energy and enthusiasm that's wrapped up, waiting to escape. Use it for the wisdom in your life. Use it for greatness. Use it to be iconic and a game changer. Use it as a sister of impact. You're always pushing ahead, creating transformation. So when you have those butterflies and you have those, oh my gosh, EBGBs, I'm not sure what it is, warm fuzzies, and then you're like, oh, I don't know, I feel just uncomfortable. Embrace the butterflies. Hold them close to you. Enjoy the energy. Be present in the moment so that what is being created for you right now can be absolutely incredible. Sometimes in order to get through our days, those moments in our lives, we need those butterflies. We do. If you've ever been up on stage and had to speak in front of someone, you probably have felt those butterflies, that nervous energy. If you've ever seen your loved one from far away and you haven't seen him for a long time, the anticipation before you see them, embrace the butterflies. Maybe your child is doing something amazing and they're taking a risk. Maybe it's their first dance recital. Maybe it's their first piano recital. Maybe it's an art contest they're a part of. Maybe they've written their first book and it's a project that they've done in school and they're presenting it. Their first presentation. Embrace the butterflies. These feelings that we have within us are actually really good. And when you begin to try to bury them and push them away, it actually does us more harm than good. So embrace those butterflies today. Go out and motivate to be great. Go out to inspire to be awesome. Go out and be you. Because I love you so very much. And I only want the best for you. And I want you to experience the world like none other. Go out and spread your love, your kindness, your joy. Give today. Embrace the butterflies. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.